This, says Azerbaijan, will soon be a village in Nagorno-Karabakh with its own schools, civil services and agriculture. The pilot project is promoted as a new beginning in a land that for decades has been ravaged by conflict. A six-week war with Armenia ended in November last year, and Azerbaijan took control of several areas of Nagorno-Karabakh as part of a ceasefire deal. Now the focus is on developing the territory.
Building peace, bringing the normal life back to this region, means unlocking all these communications will help or benefit not only Azerbaijan, but also Georgia, Russia, Iran, Turkey, and even Armenia, I would say.
The village of Çocuk Mercanli was built for returning displaced Azeris in 2017, after fighting the year before. Here, the Haziyev family knows what it's like to start over. They were pushed out of their hometown when Armenian communities moved in during the 1990s.
They are rebuilding our villages and launching large-scale construction projects. This makes us very happy. We will thrive.
But dangers linger. The peace deal has been tested by fighting at the border, and there are landmines and unexploded bombs in the area. Still, developments like this new airport are forging ahead. There are no planes and no passengers yet, but local leaders say that will change. This airport took 8 months to build and opened a month ago. The Azerbaijani government thinks it will be a vital part of Karabakh's economy in the years and decades to come.
The airport is the gateway to Karabakh. It will bring jobs for the local community.
Azerbaijan 085, Fuzul approach, good day.
The Fuzul airport may be new, but the area around it carries a long and bloody history. Much like the road that leads to it, Nagorno-Karabakh may have a long way to go before it fully opens to the nearly 1 million Azeris who want to call it home. Sinem Kösoğlu, Fuzuli, Azerbaijan.